You are listening to ABC Illawarra with me, Melinda James. Maths, does it scare you or do you love it? My next guest loves it, I think. Professor Aidan Sims, he is the head of the University of Wollongong School of Maths and Applied Statistics, joins me now. Professor Sims, good morning.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I don't know if you heard me there say that my anxiety dreams are always centred around maths exams. Why are we so scared of it?
Oh, it's a good question, Mel. I think we sort of build up this picture for ourselves that maths is somehow very arcane and difficult. I think, you know, we don't have any problem with the idea that some people are, you know, are sort of very good at music because they practice it a lot, and some people are not good at playing an instrument because they haven't practiced it so much. But somehow with maths, we convince ourselves that it's not something that you can practice and become better at, but it's something that you're either good at or bad at. And I don't think there are many things at all out there that are like that. So I think we just always sort of put it in our heads that maths is something that people are either innately good at or bad at, instead of something that we can learn to be better at through practice.
What, in your experience, that's not true. Generally, people might have some aptitude for maths, mm-hmm. But what, can we all get better at it, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, if you can, there have been studies done, and it's interesting that if you plot, you know, the sort of aptitude for maths, it sort of follows the same sort of distribution as anything else. There's most people are, you know, about in the middle, and some people are very, very good, and some people are not so strong. Just like any other thing, like music or fitting and machining or you name it. But if you ask people how good they are at maths, if you ask people how good they are at most things, they'll roughly sort of put themselves on the same sort of distribution. But if you ask people about maths, they tend to either say they're very good or they're very bad. So somehow we don't estimate very well our own ability at maths and our ability to get better at it, I think.
That's interesting. So if we're average at maths, we tend to say we're really bad at it just because we're not a genius.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think because we tend to feel that there's a lot of pressure to get the right answer. And we, I do think that sometimes, you know, the way that we learn maths, it can be tough sometimes because you know, you're getting something objectively wrong somehow and the next person is not. And it feels in that moment like you're not very good at it. But of course, everybody's really having the same experience. We just compare ourselves against others, and we tend to do it we tend to be pretty harsh on ourselves when we do that. Yeah.
Do you have concerns about the real decline in the number of senior school students taking maths on?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I think it's, you know, as you said, it's dropped remarkably since 2000, so down from almost 95% of students to now only about 75% of students doing any maths at all. And I think the thing that we're missing is just how important maths is to underpinning the sorts of decision making that you're going to need to do out there in the real world, regardless of what it is that you're planning to go on to do. Not necessarily, you know, I heard you say, and I know it's a common one, you know, when am I ever going to need to know how to differentiate this function or whatever on it? I know that sort of comes through a lot, but it's really more about the mathematical thinking and decision making and being able to deal with making decisions based on complex data that's absolutely critical.
Yeah, so, I think it really helps with problem solving in real life. Yeah. I think it's a way of thinking that needs to be practiced.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's the key word. It is a way of thinking that needs to be practiced. It's something that we can get better at with practice and you know, we can improve our math skills. And yeah, you're right. It is about problem solving. Just to a really topical example, if you look at the fantastic work that the New South Wales, you know, the health profession have been doing with sort of keeping this COVID pandemic under control in New South Wales. And the people who are giving advice on that and are making this possible are people who are thinking about big data in a mathematical sort of a way. And that's how they're getting this done. You know, you don't know the exact numbers, you know what numbers have been tested and so forth. And then you've got to find some way to deduce what's really the underlying prevalence in the population from that. All that sort of thing. It's not obviously mathematics when you look at it on the surface, but underneath it's mathematical thinking that's doing the job for you.
Well, you're, of course, the head of the School of Maths there at the University of Wollongong, which means that you're not spending all your time on a whiteboard or a blackboard a la Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. You're also looking at things like the administration of university maths students and courses. What do you think is the solution to this? We've seen Eddie Wu in high school maths be lauded and applauded by governments and, you know, in the hope that it'll make maths are kind of interesting and accessible for people again, but still more and more or fewer and fewer students doing it. What do we do to make maths more attractive to students? Do we need a kind of stick approach where we say you can't do this course at uni unless you've done some maths? How do we manage this? What do we do? Because it is important.
Yeah, good question. I think there's a few bits to that. I think, you know, the first thing that we need to do is to encourage people to be doing maths at school. And I agree, Eddie Wood does a fantastic job. He's an amazing bloke. And I think what we need to do is something that I think that we do here in the Illawarra really well, which is getting really excellent maths teachers out there in schools. We really do have an incredibly talented and hardworking, you know, cohort of maths teachers out there in schools in the Illawarra. I know because I've taught lots of them and they're fantastic. Conveying that excitement and that sense of interest and trying to convey the relevance of it. And then I think the other thing is that, you know, we're suffering from the problem that the way that we administer admissions at the moment is through a single number, the ATAR. And whenever you do that, whenever you measure anything, people will optimize that something. So there's been, you know, information or perhaps misinformation or perhaps, you know, advice that's not 100% spot on about how to optimize your ATAR getting out there, that's sort of encouraging people at the moment to consider not doing such a high level of mathematics because there's this idea that you will get a better ATAR if you do a lower level of maths. Whereas of course the scaling that's built into the calculation of the ATAR is specifically designed to ensure that if everybody takes on the highest level of maths that they're able to, you know, to tackle, then the scaling will make sure that that's accounted for in the calculation of the ATAR. So yeah, Getting that information out there and getting people, you know, considering high levels of maths and not focusing so much on the ATAR as an end, but just as a means to get into, you know, I think students need to think, what's the long game? And the long game is, how do I prepare myself for my university studies and then for what I'm doing after that, you know, as opposed to just the ATAR, which in the end is not to say that it's not important, but that's just how you get through the doors of the university. And there are many other ways to do that as well. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's certainly something for us to think more about. Paul in Shoalhaven Heads, even on the text line, says, seeing poor math skills in kids coming through the trades too. It's handy at all levels and professions. Thanks for that, Paul. And thank you, Professor Sims. I think you've probably convinced us of the importance of it. Now we just have to work out how to get more people doing it. But thanks very much for your time this morning.
Great. Thanks, Mel. Have a good day.
Professor Aidan Sims, head of the University of Wollongong School of Maths and Applied Sciences.